I call this meeting to order for the Committee on Oversight of the Senate of the Associated Students of the 86th Session on Friday, October 5th, 2018 at 5:01 p.m. in room 317 on the third floor of the Joe Clyde Student Union. Moving to agenda item 2, roll call.
Senator Alvarez?
Present.
Senator Collins?
Present.
Senator Fah?
Tardy excused.
Senator Grant?
Present.
Senator Hughes?
Present.
Speaker Martinez?
Present.
Senator Mata?
Present.
Senator McKee?
Present.
Thank you, and please let the record show that Senator Fah entered the room at 5:01 p.m. We'll now be moving to agenda item 3, public comment. Is there any public comment at this time? Seeing no public comment, we'll move straight down to agenda item 4, minutes. I'm seeking a motion to approve the minutes from August 31st, 2018. Senator McKinney.
I move to approve the minutes from August 31st, 2018 through unanimous consent.
Any dissent to the motion? Seeing none, minutes pass. I'm seeking a motion to approve items B and C. Senator Grant.
I move to approve items D through C through unanimous consent.
Is there any dissent to the motion? Seeing none, minutes pass. We'll now move into agenda item 5, report Secretary of the Senate, Andrea Godoy.
I have 4 things for you guys. First, Katrina told me there have been some changes regarding what is considered ADA compliancy, so she will be updating the templates. I will let you know when they are ready so that you can download the new templates for your agendas and the legislation. It is imperative that you all remember to send the legislation to Legislative Clerk Hansen and me as a word when submitting it to Speaker Martinez for the agenda. Legislative Clerk Hansen is now 2 weeks behind with legislation because she doesn't have all of the Word documents and is therefore unable to do her job. We need them now. I sent out a new link for outreach hours because a few senators reached out to me saying they couldn't open the link or they didn't receive it. Please remind other senators to use the new link. The title of the new file will say updated in all caps. I also sent out a new copy of the SAS that includes all the changes made thus far and it includes the gender neutral pronouns. If you're making changes to the SAS, please work off of the new version. And if you have any questions, let me know.
Any questions? Senator Fah.
Is the new version of the SAS on the website, or is that the old version?
On this website, it's the old one. We put in the tech request, and we haven't gotten it back yet. But yeah, it will be updated as soon as Katrina gets to it.
Cool.
Thank you. Any further questions? Seeing none, Speaker Pro Tem 4, Senator Speaker Pro Tem 4 Hughes.
So the senators have all been paired. They all seem very happy with their pairings. We will be starting. I went over like Robert's rules with them, and they met with the Chief Justice of Judicial Council last week. And so next week we'll actually be starting where somebody can act out a speaker, giving them the opportunity to agendize a week before. So I'll be meeting with Speaker Martinez so that he can teach me how to agendize so I can teach them. But besides that, there it's going well.
Any questions for Speaker Pro Tem 4 Hughes? No. Chair Committee on Academics, Senator Collins.
No meeting this week, but nonetheless still pretty busy. Today I met with the IT department, finally, about the free printing solution, and she told me about what the next steps would be and that it is actually like pretty possible to happen. It's just installing software on computers, but I would need to find a stakeholder within student services. So I'm thinking like Shannon Ellis or somebody like that. I'll be getting in contact with them. And then I'm going to update the Latin Honors legislation that we all discussed now that Provost Carvin set out the data. And then I invited the Nevada State Undergraduate Research Journal senior co-editors to the 2 academic meetings for now. So they'll come and talk about that. And then I've been working on posting all the research awards through Inkblot. And then I've been working with Chi Beta to set up the science lab.
Great work. Any questions for Senator Collins? No? Thank you. Chair Committee on Budget and Finance.
So today, continue on financial reviews. We did clubs and orgs, legal services, and ability Glick academic initiatives. This puts us a little more than halfway through with financial reviews. Other than that, looking to make a trip to UCLA soon, President Jackson, to see how they run their student-run store. Maybe take some pointers from them. That's about it.
Thank you. Any questions for Senator Green? No. Chair Committee on Civic Engagement.
Hi guys, so we're meeting today, and once again, we're going to do our monthly civic engagement outreach event for Aidsman officers, and we decided on a park cleanup on Saturday, October 20th. It's going to be at noon on opposite Senate as well, but we're going to do a park cleanup starting at Big Taylor Park, which is actually the which Aidsman adopted a few years back, so I'm excited that we'll have the opportunity to clean up our own park and also send out the gift post link to all of you guys and the rest of the Aidsman officers, and then next meeting we'll be deciding on what event we want for November. I also am going to a conference. We approved this in the budget on the 18th. It's going to be on that Thursday, so right before our next meeting, and then I'll have a little report back to you on that.
Perfect. Any questions for Senator Platt? No? Chair Committee on Government Operations, Senator McKinney.
Continuing to work to update the SAS, I gave my whole committee liaison positions to different departments within ASUN, and they have to meet with them to introduce themselves as that liaison position within the next 2 weeks to be the person that's the link to continuously ask them if they need any updates. Other than that, just gender neutral pronoun, or not gender, eliminating gender pronouns was this last week, and we're actually trying to write a resolution and work to amend the Constitution upcoming.
Perfect. Thank you. Any questions for Senator McKinney? No? Chair Committee on Public Affairs.
So Public Affairs had the ballot initiatives presentation today. I'll send it out to all of Senate soon. It was really great. There's goods and bads to all of the ballot initiatives, so it's kind of a complex issue that we're having. So we're moving towards getting student opinion and deciding whether or not we want to work as a trustee or delegate when writing these resolutions, because early voting does start October 20th. We're still working hard on the Veterans Luncheon, so I'll have updates when I have them. And then Jason Geddes from the NC Board of Regents is actually coming to meeting on Friday, November 2nd. And so if you guys want to prepare some questions for us, I'm still unfamiliar with his role a little bit, but I'm going to do some research and then report back to you, all of you, so we can get some questions ready.
Perfect. Thank you so much. Any questions for Senator Alvarez? No? Chair Committee on University Affairs, Senator Mata.
Safety walk is tonight at 8 p.m. meeting at Sierra Hall. I'm really hoping it doesn't rain. If it does rain, I guess I'm just still going to do it. I don't know. We'll see what happens. I'm really excited about it. I'm going to try to get somebody from parking into a committee meeting, hopefully, and then also a Senate meeting. Recently, we've discovered that there's a lot of problems with handicapped parking passes, and that's discrimination based off of disability, so we really want to look into that. Other than that, I have the Dean of Libraries coming in at the next meeting, and then we're also just going to be talking about the safety walk. No meeting this week, so.
Perfect. Thank you. Any questions for Senator Mata? Senator Hughes.
I'm sending a text, or I will send a text to the interns. What's the time again? And, like, how, like, where should I tell them to meet you in Senator Hall? Or Sierra Hall?
So we're not meeting in Sierra Hall. We're meeting right outside on the corner where the crosswalk is. Wear walking shoes, bring a water bottle, bring a notebook if you want. And then I also suggest bringing a jacket because it's going to be cold.
Thank you.
Thank you. Any other questions for Senator Mata? No. Thank you. For me, for oversight, all I have is just as a reminder with legislation, please don't use gender pronouns whatsoever. Say the student, the officer, the individual, just to make it concise with the SAS, because that piece of legislation does say that they have to eliminate they and he and she. So just remember that in the future. And also, when sending me legislation, just to work with the secretary, so that way we're constantly in update with the SAS. I will not be reading legislation at the table if a Word document has not been sent to Secretary Godoy and Legislative Clerk Hansen. So even if it's time sensitive, like, please get that into them as soon as possible as a Word document, so that way we're up to date with all of our SAS changes. Any questions for me? Senator Mata.
I have a really old computer, and so it's a Chromebook, so it doesn't allow Word, but I can still download it as a Word document. The problem is when I download it, it messes up with formatting a lot. So is it okay if I just send it as a Word document with just messed up formatting?
Secretary Godoy.
Sometimes if the formatting gets messed up, it messes with the ADA compliancy. So if you could try using a computer in ASUN or like at the library or something, because that does help, that'd be better.
Okay.
Or if you have too much trouble with it, send it to me and I can work on it.
Okay.
Any other questions? Perfect. Seeing as we have no old business, we're now moving to new business. So the Veterans Breakfast lapel pins. I'm seeking a motion to approve the budget for the Veterans Breakfast lapel pins. Senator Monta.
I move to approve the budget for this Veterans Luncheon lapel pins.
Yeah, Veterans Breakfast lapel pins. Is there a second? Senator Alvarez.
Second.
Thank you. And we'll now move to a discussion. Just in regards to the lapel pins, we're actually trying to split up the budget in order for paying for these veterans who have served our country. Senator Alvarez, you kind of want to explain more. It's going to be between us, the Veterans Breakfast budget, and the exec budget. So President Jackson's also going to be chipping in $200 as well. And it's also not guaranteed to be $200. It may be more closer to $150. And that's just because I'd rather over budget than under budget.
Yeah, so we had this great opportunity to get lapel pins, which are a crossover of the American flag and the Nevada Wolfpack flag that Speaker Martinez actually has. And so I reached out to Veteran Services and they absolutely loved it, just because like a lot of the veterans don't receive like a lot of gifts through this Veterans Luncheon. And so I really want to do something special for them, especially since I've worked at Veteran Services in A&R, our admissions and records. And so the quote from the Nevada Wolf shop was about $700. And so for about 150 pins, and we're expecting 150 people, so it'll be pretty evenly out. And so from the line item in the budget, it was about $1,000, but we also need to pay for food, so we can provide about 350 in that budget to provide for lapel pins, which we are also approved today in public affairs. And then through our budget for Senate, it'll be 200, and then also Speaker Jackson, or sorry, President Jackson would be 200 as well, so that all add up to about $700.
Any questions? All right, we'll move into a vote. All those in favor of approving the budget for the Veterans Breakfast lapel pins, please designate by saying aye.
Aye.
All those opposed? Any abstentions? All right, budget passes. With that, we'll now move into public comment. Is there any public comment at this time? Seeing no public comment, we'll move into agenda item 9, adjournment. I adjourn this meeting at 5:13 p.m.